the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad's Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another Freaky Friday edition of the Fade 5 podcast.
And you know what I discovered, Brad? You know what I discovered yesterday? You want to know what is so much fun?
Yeah, please.
When you are live betting PGA golf while you're walking next to the golfers. That's what I was doing yesterday because the BMW Championship is taking place about 25 minutes away from my house. And so a buddy of mine and I went down yesterday and we were walking with the golfers and all of that. And I was like, you know what? We could be live betting on these guys if we wanted to. And sure enough, we started getting into the live betting. It is, man, that's our boy, Pat Mayo, would be proud of me.
Yeah, were you heckling some of the golfers?
No,
doing the full Happy Gilmore, you jackass.
No, wasn't doing any of that, but did get a good laugh out of understanding that these guys are a lot like us. And Brad, I don't mean in terms of how they hit the ball, because they're on another level with that. It was my favorite as I was sitting there with next to the tee box with Rory McIlroy and Wyndham Clark. Yes, I'm going to name drop. So I'm right there next to the thing. Rory just pipes 3-wood right down the middle of the fairway, hands the club to his caddy, and then makes a beeline for the bathroom.
Hey, we all been there. Right? With that coursing around the cerebral cortex.
Yes.
Lundy, let's do this. Let's rip it and rip it right now. I've got all kinds of dirty potty thoughts dancing around in my brain. We're on the plus bus as we always are here on the Fade 5 podcast. Oh, the imagery. It's strong right now. Lundy, who you got?
Let's take advantage of Paul Blackburn being on the bump for the New York Mets as they travel down to the southwest corner of the United States to say hello to San Diego. Yes. And I think Manny Machado is going to be able to take advantage of Blackburn. Not a lot of history there. He's only 2-for-5 lifetime against him, 1 single, 1 double in that. But you got Machado at home. You got a guy on the mound that, you know, isn't exactly somebody that's going to be just blowing the ball by people, in my opinion. So I'm going to take advantage of a guy that I think has got that power. Always nice to have him back at home. So let's take a couple total bases. To be honest, I thought this might be even money. When I went to look it up this morning, I thought maybe plus 100, something right there. So it's plus 110, getting an extra 10 cents out of this one. I think it's a nice way to start the weekend.
All right, I'm going to go to an NFL future, and I was looking around BetMGM last night, and this one caught my eye immediately. You can bet on who was going to place first and second in kind of a makeshift parlay in one of these specials that they have on BetMGM in every single NFL division. So I went to the NFC South, and I saw the Atlanta Falcons are runaway favorites right now. They signed A.J. Terrell, paid him Brewster's millions on Thursday. They added Justin Simmons. They got Judon as well via trade. So they really bolstered that defense. And we know what they got on offense with Kirk Cousins, Drake London, and Bijan Robinson, and arguably a top 10 offensive line. So the team construct is dynamite down there, the jewel of the South. So I think the Falcons are going to win this division. They have the easiest strength of schedule of any NFL team here the 2024 season. Who's going to finish numero dos? I say fly the fleur-de-lis, baby. The New Orleans Saints, I think, do get it done. Yeah, Derek Carr is ho-hum, but Taysom Hill, who now has tight end eligibility in Yahoo leagues, you fantasy fans that are out there, is going to play a factor as well. Chris Olave. And you know, I think the key of this team is the fact they're going to have a top 10 defense overall. So as a result, they're going to outdistance the other members in this league, certainly Carolina, and I think they'll just squeak by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So in the NFC South, numero uno and numero dos, give me the Falcons and Saints. Grab this at BetMGM at a plus 325, getting seduced by that juice. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go full degenerate, shall we? It's week zero in college football. There's only a handful of games. The most exciting one, Florida State and Georgia Tech. And, of course, I'm not wagering on that one because I think it's going to be a very hot affair, to say least, temperature-wise, and probably start to finish on the field. But there's some other action. And Lundy is something we always subscribe to here on the Fade 5. There's always the Hawaii game. And yes, the Warriors are going to be on the field. They're taking on Delaware State, who had all kinds of flight issues trying to get across the United States and halfway across the Pacific Ocean to get to Oahu. But they did arrive, I think, like 36 hours approximately late. So their schedules are all messed up. They haven't been able to practice a whole lot. And they're going to get trounced. So give me Hawaii over 43.5 team total points in the alt market. And I'm going to parlay that with Montana State, FCS member, probably going to be an elite team at that level. They're taking on, yeah, an FBS opponent, but one of the worst that we've seen here in college football in recent seasons in New Mexico. So I think Montana State will cover the alt line there at 9.5. This line is really jacked up. I think it opened at like 10.5. Last I saw this morning, it was at 13.5. But I do believe they're going to take care of business against the Lobos. Focusing on Montana State real quick. Again, they're an elite FCS team. Their quarterback is back from last season. Their top running back is a return and their top wide receiver as well. So they have continuity on offense. There's some coaching changes that have scuffled about there at Montana State. But same applies in New Mexico. Bronco Mendenhall. How about that old school name coming out? I believe he's out of retirement or semi-retirement. And he is back on the sidelines, but entirely new systems as a definition of work in progress. So as a result, I say Montana State wins by 10 or more. Meanwhile, with Hawaii, Braden Shager is going to be back under center. A guy last season completed 63.2% of attempts, had over 3,500 passing yards, and a 26-14 touchdown interception split in Timmy Chang's offense. It's going to be five wide. We know that with Hawaii, and I think they're going to be able to run the ball effectively at times this season. They may not have their top wide receiver for this game. I think it's due to like suspension, something of that nature, but it won't matter. I say Shager absolutely picks apart the opposition. And again, that's Delaware State, a team only won one game last year. It could be one of the worst, not at the FBS level, but the FCS level. So put all together, two leg parlay, week zero college football, Montana State -9.5 on the alt line, and Hawaii over 43.5 points +117. Grab this at DraftKings. Lundy, better follow.
This is as degen as me live betting golf.
Do you know Pop Quiz Hotshot, the mascot of Delaware State?
No, I know Delaware's the Blue Hens.
Correct.
I don't know Delaware State, so I'm going to go with the Fightin' Expedias, since they can't seem to get their travel right.
Good guess. They are the Hornets, and they don't pack a whole lot of sting.
No, probably, yeah, I could kind of see that. Look, this is the total degen play, but I'm just grateful to the fact that we have brought back what has been something that has existed for us for a half a decade now, which is there's always the Hawaii game, which is actually the name of a pool that I do with a bunch of friends here in Denver every single year. That is a betting pool that we do. So, yeah, I think this one's a lot of fun. Delaware State's going to be absolutely awful. So, yes, we can talk about that from a point standpoint. And then let's roll with Montana State. Why not? Let's have some fun with it. I you brought back Bronco Mendenhall, for crying out loud.
I did. Wow. Hello, Hawaii. Can I come over?
Number four.
Numero cuatro, as I butchered an American classic there. Let's go to the diamond, shall we? And Chris Sale, and yes, I am fading Sale on strikeouts. And it's a bit of a dice roll, and I'm certainly playing with fire. And indeed, I could get engulfed in flames and burned as a result. But 7.5 strikeouts, I think it's a wee bit too high taking on the Washington Nationals. This one being played in the ATL. And to get this at even money right now at DraftKings Sportsbook at plus 100. Why am I going against Sale? Look, he's got 11.96K per nine overall in the season. A little bit lower at home at 11.36. Yes, he has cashed the over on 7.5 strikeouts in 60.8% of his starts this season. But the reason why I'm going against him, Washington doesn't strike out a whole lot. They have been a high contact and patient team here the last couple of weeks. They have the lowest strikeout rate in Major League Baseball over that two-week stretch, only punching out 14.2% of their plate appearances. And on the season, Lundy, lefties have not had a whole lot of success against them as well. Number 26 in K rate against LHP, so one of the lowest in that category. Sixth lowest, as a matter of fact. Sale did strike out 10. Nats back in a start on June the 7th, going over seven innings. And he has gone 10 or more strikeouts in three straight starts. So it's a whole lot of strike three. And Frank Drebin has been doing the moonwalk and the splits as a result. But I think ultimately it's going to be seven on the nose. You're going to give me even money on a team that didn't strike out a whole lot. Chris Sale, give me the under 7.5 Ks. Against the Natties, plus 100 at DraftKings. Fade or follow.
Fade, 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 oh, fade, 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 fade. You're playing with fire, and you're playing with fire with the wrong guy. As you just said, double-digit strikeouts last three starts. You already talked about the fact that he had 10 against Washington. This is a guy that, if you go back to the beginning of May, has had at least eight strikeouts in 14 of 17 starts. I'm not playing with that one. I'm fading the hell out of you here.
Chris Sale, don't strike him out, please.
Number three.
Numero Tres here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Yeah, I'm a sucker for home run bets, especially when we get the odd surge there at DraftKings Sportsbook, and I apply that gleefully to one All Rise, Aaron Judge, who will also play jury and executioner. I believe against who? Oh, look at this, Lundy. The Yankees are hosting the Colorado Pebbles. Yeah, in the Bronx. Aaron Judge against who? Kyle Freeland. Oh, my God. This is a crossing of the streams moment. The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man is indeed coming out of retirement, and he is going to wreak havoc on the Big Apple. And Aaron Judge is going to put a lot of crooked numbers, I believe, in the box score. So I say he cracks one over the fence, plus 375 with that odds boost. Again, there at DraftKings. Let me give you the evidence to back it up. Aaron Judge, four home runs in his last three games. He has also cracked nine home runs in total here in the month of August. And in the month of August, Lundy, an obscene 1,536 OPS. He's got a 392 ISO on the season. That's just off the charts. And a 410 ISO mark at home. He's also batting 433 against left-handed pitchers here in the month of August. And that ISO mark over 400 as well in the overall grand scheme of things against lefties. So it's just crazy. You throw in the fact that Kyle Freeland's got, what, an 8-plus ERA on the road. And a 2.06 home run per nine mark allowed on the road? It's a perfect storm. Aaron Judge, fastball down the middle. He crushes that meatball maybe 500-plus feet into the stands in Yankee Stadium. Plus 375, he does that at DraftKings with the boost. Fade or follow.
So here's the thing. I will follow, Brad, but my choice in this game is actually Juan Soto, not Aaron Judge.
It's a great choice. It seems like every night they're doing back-to-back jacks. They did it last night.
Well, here's the other reason. There's a couple of reasons why I would do that. One, Soto is plus 340 without the boost.
Interesting.
Okay, that's part of the reason that I like it. I'm getting a little bit better of a payday out of it. Second one, please remember, where was Mr. Soto prior to joining the Yankees? The San Diego Padres.
Yes.
He does not have a great lifetime average against Freeland. That is true. If you go and look, he's like 5 for 25 or something like that. But two of those five are home runs against Freeland. He has seen Freeland before because of his time in San Diego. So because of that, Soto is actually my home run pick on the Yankees because somebody's going to pick on Freeland because it's what he does. You gave some of the numbers. He's given up 11 home runs this season. 8 of those 11 are on the road, which is crazy when you think about the idea of him pitching at Coors.
Right.
But he gives up more home runs on the road than he does at 5,280 feet. So put all of that together. I don't dislike the Aaron Judge pick. And in fact, it might even be one where you throw $10 on the idea of both of these guys.
Sure, why not?
You could very easily. But if I'm only doing one and I'm using the DraftKings boost, my choice is Soto. And it's not that I'm fading you with Judge because I think there's a very good chance that Judge goes yard as well. I just like Soto a little bit better.
Yeah, the
history's there against Freeland because of his time in the NL West.
Yeah, it's all about the sample size, indeed. Hey, if you want some more spicy hot takes, go to thegamingjuice.com right now. It's absolutely free. Did we get you prepared for your fantasy football draft? This is the number one draft weekend of the year about to commence. We've got cheat sheets, all single sheet, very easily printable. It's not going to destroy your printer. We've got all of our fantasy rankings. We got all of my breakdowns, over 80 pieces of content. 80, that's right. And our draft kit alone. And do I charge you a single dime? Hells to the no, I do not. It's all free. Lundy's picks live there. Ben Wittenstein, Nate Jacobson cranking out all kinds of college football content, not only for week zero, but at the futures market, and we have so much more MLB stuff as well every single day for a limited time only because I'm going to be stopping writing about baseball here in short order to concentrate on the National Football League. But go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a free account. Click, converse, and cash. ... Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go up to Sasquatch Land in the Great Northwest. Give me Luis Castillo of the Seattle Mariners to record the victory against the visiting San Francisco Giants. He does that. It's plus 130 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. I love playing lines like this, especially when you see the standard money line juice, which is around minus 200 in this game. So as a result, you're getting extreme value on Castillo, who has pitched extraordinarily well at T-Mobile this season. In fact, here are the specifics. 2.85 ERA at home. 94-16 strikeout to walk split as well. So not really doling out a whole lot of free passes. He's done that in 85 and a third innings pitch. Yeah, he's only got 6 wins and 14 starts at home. And sure, in the last 5 starts, only a couple of wins in that one and only 1 win in his last 4 home starts. So those trends are working against him. But over the last 5 starts as well, respectable 3.38 ERA. Seattle has won 4 of their last 5 games. You look at San Francisco, Lundy, they're having a bit of an offensive outage. Number 28 in WRC Plus, Heliot Ramos and friends, the last couple of weeks. So I say Luis Castillo. I hope we'll get the early run support. Maybe get up, 3-1, 3-0. Bullpen comes in after the 6th inning, slams the door. He gets a victory, and we score some cold hard cash at a plus 130 at DraftKings. Numero dos on list today, fade or follow.
Smart way to be able to play it. Again, like Brad said, the money line's not quite that high. DraftKings got it at minus 145, but...
Oh, okay, that's come... I saw it like 175. Down. I thought I saw it a couple of books, like minus 190, so yeah. That's definitely come down.
Yeah, DK's got it a little bit closer to the mid-140s, but still, this is a smarter way because you're getting the plus odds. I also love the fact that his ERA is a point and a half lower at home than it is on the road. He sports a 4.35 when he is on the road and a 2.85 at home. So if he can get the run support out of the guys, especially the top 5 in the order, if he can get some run support from them over the course of the first few innings, then he should be in a good position to grab this W. And you're in a better position because you've got, look at the difference. I just told you it's about 145, right? So we're looking at a difference of 75 cents when it comes to the payday. This is a really good way to be able to play it. And again, against the San Francisco team that all of a sudden their offense has gone quiet.
Oh, let's score some cash with Luis Castillo.
Number one.
Numero uno on the Friday edition of the Feed 5 podcast. Let's go to a guy that I believe is going to mash. And we're going to go back to a match that we've already discussed. Remember, I faded Chris Sale on strikeouts, and Lundy faded me as a result. I took the under on 7.5. He says he's going to get at least a snowman in the box score. Maybe he'll have a come-to-Jesus moment and come back my direction here on Marcell Ozuna. I'm going to take the over on 1.5 total bases. Again, taking on the Nats in this one. Minus 105 juice there, a little bit light at BetMGM. Not as sexy as some of the plus money we usually offer here in this market, but I love the matchup. He's going to face Mackenzie Gore. He is 5-for-12 against with a double and a home run in his career, over 1,000 OPS as a result. And against LHPs this season, Ozuna, a .321 batting average and .942 OPS. He also has a .939 OPS against Washington this season and over 1,000 OPS at Truist Park there in the ATL. You look at Gore, 5.06 road ERA. Oh, and it gets worse, 6.48 ERA in his last five starts. He's been really good against the Bravos this season. Over 10 and a third innings, just a 1.74 ERA, but I think that is set to balloon. He's got up a pretty high hard hit rate there around 38%. So given the success rates, given the fact Ozuna just mashes against portsiders and Gore struggles on the road, I say Marcell Ozuna, my number one play of the day, hits the over 1.5 total bases against the Nats, minus 105 at BetMGM. Lundy, another Bravo fade or follow.
We like to pick on Colorado. We like to pick on Washington. We like to pick on the Sox. Yeah, this checks out. You know, I mean, looking down here at my notes, and yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, all right, I like it.
I'm sorry. This is like, there's not a lot to this one, man. There's just not.
I like the fact that you're exercising brevity with my top play of the day. That's how supportive you are. Let's see
It's the freaking Nats.
Well, it is the Nats, and they like to get smushed early and often. It's bonus time, Lundy. Let's see if I throw back equal amounts of support on some of your additional action. What do you have for me, my man?
Well, I got a couple for you, and then outside of that, here I was on the way to the office this morning, and then suddenly realized I'd left like three things that I needed at home, and so I was like, you know, I should probably turn around and get that stuff. And so then I got here to the office, and I was
Left your penis on the counter again, didn't you?
Would you stop it? let's look at a few of the run lines that I like today, because there are some that I think that you can lean into. I would absolutely play the Yankees on the run line. That has been a theme all season long, folks. Yes, you are going to pay the juice, but I would still do it right now. I think at DK, it's around minus 130. So you're paying a little bit. But I mean, I don't know, maybe take the Yankees -2.5. It's the damn Rockies, people. Yeah. Come on. You know, go ahead and run with that one. The other squad, two other ones that I like, if you don't want to play Brad's trick with Chris Sale, if you're a little bit worried about that, or maybe some of the run support comes late, check this one out, folks. For the Mariners, -1.5. So Mariners on the run line, this is tempting. +150.
Wow.
Is what you can get them at. So I want to go back to what Brad was talking about with this idea that, it, you know, the money line was up there. It has come down, which has brought the run line up. So I'll do a little bit of digging when we get done with the recording here to make sure that something's not up with Seattle. But at the same time, I am shocked to see that big of a number on the run line again, with San Francisco just frankly not playing well right now. And now they've got to be able to do it on the road. So I'm really enjoying that one. And then I don't know where, speaking of offenses that have gone MIA, how about the Cardinals?
Brutal.
It's been brutal. Minnesota on the run line, +135. So you're paying some minus odds when it comes to the Yankees, but you may get some of that back by the time you throw the run line bets on the other ones. And then if you're looking for somebody on total bases, maybe you don't like betting on home runs from Juan Soto and Aaron Judge because you don't like money. Maybe you're just not a fan. Maybe you don't realize that's a pretty good home run bet. If you're looking for somebody else, give me Schwarbs have the potential, at least for total bases, I think I would roll with him. Michael Waka 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 on the mound for Kansas City, a guy that he's got four round trippers against lifetime and a 368 lifetime average against. I will not be doing the D-gen bets on week zero.
Come on, you coward!
Football. Okay, the only way I'm playing it then, if you want to do that, hold on 1 second. Let me pull up. I had the window just a second ago. Hang on. I got like seven windows open on my computer right now. Give me 1 second.
Oh, I catch you over on that. I think I got you beat. I have like a dozen.
Okay. So if we're looking for those, all right, give me, you know how you took the alt line with Montana State and you brought that one down? You did it to 9.5 because the standard line's at 13.5. If you don't want to do the total points on Hawaii, or if you want another leg with what Brad was doing there on the plus bus, I would take Georgia Tech's points up. So right now they are catching 10.5. I would boost that thing up to like 17.5. Smart. And then pop it together with something else, because FSU should be fine, but I don't know that they are going to completely blow the doors off of them. I could see Georgia Tech keeping this one, within a couple of touchdowns. So maybe I take it up to 17. So if you want another leg, that's probably the only thing that I would be looking at in week zero, but I am looking forward to the real college football getting underway next week. Dion will start week number two on Thursday evening next week, so we'll make sure we get you some picks there.
Oh, guaranteed we're going to have some action in the battle there with the Colorado Buffaloes. Let's go to the Team Huevos parlay play of the day, shall we? And let's go back to picking on the Rockies. I just have to. So on this SGP, come with me, and I know Lundy already is. I'll take the Yankees on the standard run line, which is -1.5. Leg numero dos, let's correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. If the Yankees are going to cover that run line, they're going to score some runs. I say they plate at least four. And then leg numero tres, I said Aaron Jones is going to go yard. Well, let's play it a little bit safer. Split a gap, and I still cash two or more total bases. So Yankees -1.5 of the run line, Yankees four more runs, and Judge two or more total bags. That's +190 at BetMGM. It's crazy to me. I built this same parlay at DraftKings, and it was 18 cents lower. So nice value there at BetMGM. DraftKings has got to make up ground for, not charging people that taxation they were going to enforce and then rescinded it. Anyway, I digress. You look at New York on the run line. Again, Kyle Freeland with an A-plus road ERA in 7-game starts. He's also given up a 41.2 hard hit percentage. The Rockies, believe it or not, have covered 6 of their last 10 on the road on the run line. But that same record applies to the Yankees in their last 10 games, and Carlos Rodon is going to be on the bump for New York in 10 home games this season. He's won 7 contests. That's pretty good cash out there with a 3.38 ERA. I like him to record a win as well, but it's -120 right now at DraftKings. So if you want to, add that in somewhere and parlay it with something else, by all means, go ahead. So again, to recap, Team Huevos parlay play of the day, SGP, Yankees -1.5 of the run line, Yankees four more runs, Aaron Judge gavel slamming, two more total bags, +190 there at BetMGM. Elsewhere, Boone is time. Lundy, I'm kind of with you on the M's. They got to score some runs tonight. It's a phenomenal matchup for them. I'm already on Luis Castillo to get the win. Why not back J-Rod, Julio Rodriguez, on the over total bases at 1.5. That is +112 at Caesars. Best odds in the business right now. I know J-Rod over the last 30 days has been on the struggle bus, only batting .222. But he started to heat up here of late. He has gone over this in 3 of 8 games in August. And most importantly, and this is what really pushed me over the line, batters-box. Shout out to my guy, Michael Montgomery, puts that together. He is the third best hitter rating on that website this week, or actually today. And he's facing San Francisco's Hayden Birdsong, the pride of Mattoon, Illinois, about 45 miles south of me here and just outside of Champaign. Birdsong, 5.64 road ERA this season. And it gets worse. Over the last 3 starts, 10.64 ERA. So J-Rod, a home run, a triple, a double, a pair of singles. I don't care how you get there. Give me the over 1.5 total bases at a plus 112 there at Caesars. And then finally, no analysis. I'm just going to fire this off. I just need these three teams to win their game. And I think Lundy is going to support me. Yankees, clearly, on the money line. Atlanta, clearly, on the money line there against the Nats with Kersey on the mound. And then there's Seattle again. Again, if you don't want to bet on Luis Castillo to get the win, I say Seattle wins straight up. So Yankees, Braves, Mariners on that three-legger money line parlay, plus 235 at BetMGM.
Ooh, that's pretty.
That's spicy. All right, I'm out of breath. You're out of time here on the Feed 5 Podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, feed or follow us on the X. We're always trying to give it to you. Lundy, at Nate Lundy, myself, at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now, you jack wagons. Good luck in your fantasy football drafts if you have one this weekend. And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.